Okay, so continue with our interpersonal shilas. Someone comes to observe us with the following shila. Avi was driving down a side street, maybe going 30, 35 miles an hour, and a man suddenly and secretly jumped in front of the car. And if Avi didn't swerve out of the last second, he would have killed him. So Avi had a split second. He chose to hit the parked car next to him instead of hurting or killing this guy. What happened was, the parked car now, you know, Avi was waiting for the owner to come. And what happened was, the guy, he wanted Avi to pay. Avi said, hey, why should I have to pay? It should really be this guy who caused me to swerve into you. So they come to the observatory now and says, who has to pay for this parked car's damages? Is it Avi, the person who was driving the car and he had to swerve his car at the last second? Or should it be the guy who jumped into the street? Observatory starts the tshuva, says Avi is actually obligated by Torah law to actually smash the parked car. Why? Because if he could save a life, you have to do anything you can to save a life. So much so, the Torah gives you permission to do whatever you need to do, and you shouldn't have to pay. If you have to make an economical decision to save a life, you do whatever you have to do. And the Gemara Bava Kama tells us, Alam Rebezim Abayis, one who damages with reshus, one who damages with permission, does not need to pay for anything else. So it seems like this, for the first reason, Avi had permission to save a life, he hit the car, he saved this guy's life, he shouldn't have to pay. Why? Because he had permission by the Torah to be able to do this. The second reason Rav Zerbusin says why Avi shouldn't have to pay is based on a ruling of the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish tells us in Yoredeya, in Simen Samach Tes, the following thing. You know that if a person has an ability, if a person sees a missile heading for a group of people, and he could divert the missile, but by doing so a different person will die, you would seem you should divert the missile, right? If you think that you're able to divert it from 10 people and you divert it to one person, you'd think that you'd be able to do it. However, we know the Yerushalmi tells us that if a nation from a city demands over one person to be killed, or they will kill the entire city, we know what the halacha is. The halacha is, says the Yerushalmi, Trumos, Perichtes, Halacha, Dalet, that you're not allowed to give over that one person. That means if they ask for that one rabbi of the community, or we're going to kill the whole community, you're not allowed to give over the rabbi. Why? Because the Gemara says it is equal as murder. It's tantamount to an act of murder. It's mamish. You're not allowed to kill. We know you're not allowed to kill. So if you're giving over one person, even to say thousands or millions, it's considered an act of murder. So in comparison, if you're diverting the missile to an act of saving lives, but if you're going to cause another person to be killed, that would be usur as well. So according now, the Rav Zerbusin says so beautifully, he takes the reasoning of the Chazon Ish, perhaps Avi's collision into the parked car cannot be viewed as an act of doing damage. Avi performed the act, why? For the purpose of purely saving a life, and therefore may not be guilty of damaging. Right? The whole halacha of the Yerushalmi is saying you're not allowed to divert the missile if you know that's going to cause someone else to be killed. But here, you're not causing someone else to be killed, you're just causing the car to be hurt. So if Avi's saving a life, you have to do whatever you can to save a life, right? Therefore, he shouldn't be guilty of damaging. And Rav Zerba says we have to sarachi on this. But however, Rav Zerba concludes the tshuva, and he says, you know, really, the guy who jumped into the street should have to pay. Why? First of all, he was careless. It was pshia. He was negligent. It would seem that he should have to pay. He was negligent. He should have been more careful where he's walking. And he caused Avi to bear onto the parked car without any recourse. He didn't give Avi another choice. It's likely that this guy will be the guy who jumped into the street because of the halacha of Garmi, and he did an act that directly caused damage. He actually caused Avi to snatch the parked car. Therefore, he should have to pay. I think just to add a 3 weeks idea. You have to be very kind and very careful for other people. They come out with a beautiful. Book called Touched by Their Spirit, right? Touched by the Story. Now they quote this Rabbi Yechiel Spiro, comes in with a beautiful story book. He comes out with a story book every other day. Beautiful story. So I read a story, a beautiful mice earlier today that I'd love to share with. The story goes as follows. The story goes that a young mother named Chana was on her way to buy vegetables in the marketplace of Machane Yehuda. On her way, she encountered a man who asked her for a drink. You know, when it comes to Yerushalayim, unfortunately there are a lot of poor people. And he asked her for a drink. It seemed to Chana that he wasn't so desperately thirsty, and she asked him if he could wait a few minutes until she returned from the marketplace. However, with tears and cries in his eyes, the man begged her to bring a drink immediately. She quickly retraced her steps and headed for the communal water source so she could accommodate him, right? It must have been the story happened. There wasn't just water bottles. She had to go to the communal water source. When she came close to the place, she was greeted by a shocking sight. What happened? Her baby daughter had fallen into the water and was nearly lifeless. Chana grabbed her baby and tried to see if there are any signs of life left. It took only a few seconds, but Baruch Hashem, the baby started to cry, and she offered her things to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now grateful for the man who told her, who begged her for the drink immediately, right? The man begged her for a drink immediately, enabling her to rescue her daughter. She ran back to be able to bring some water and to express her appreciation at the time. However, the man was gone. Who says this story? This story, says Rabbi Sphira, was told over by Rebbetzin Kanievsky. The name of the baby who almost drowned, Baruch Hashem, was saved, was Shena Chaya Levine. Her father was Rav Ari Levine, and she would grow up to be none other than Rebbetzin Alyoshev, the wife of Rav Yosef Shalom Alyoshev, and the mother of Rebbetzin Kanievsky. Says Rav Sphira, so beautiful. Often when we help others, we end up helping ourselves the most. Right? Sometimes we think, oh, why do these person need a meal? Why does this person need a ride? Sometimes we don't realize that when we do something good for someone else, we're actually helping ourselves. And it's all in the Gemara. This is all in Chazal. The more we help other people, the more Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring down Shefa for us. The way we view other people, we give other people the benefit of the doubt. Kadosh Baruch Hu will give us the benefit of the doubt. Now in the 3 weeks, we should be zochah b'ezras Hashem to go out in our ways to be able to help people, just as Avi did whatever he could to save this person's life in the middle of the street. He did whatever he could. We should be zochah b'ezras Hashem to help people, increase our avos, to strong. If we do this, Kadosh Baruch Hu will bless us and all our families with only simcha and bracha. Shkoyach.